All right, we have New Haven Police Chief Jacobson on now to talk about what protesters in New Haven can do and can't do. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. I'm a big fan of your program. Thank you for having me on.
We're a big fan of the police.
Yes, we are.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want to note, too, you've done a lot with us, helping us with our recruitment, and it's working. We're getting a lot more applicants. We've got a lot more people joining the police force, and we appreciate you.
I'm glad. It's an honorable job. It's a great job. You never have to worry about the boss making payroll.
No.
I mean, you're getting paid.
Yes, you are.
You know, you're getting benefits.
Cool outfit.
And you're doing good for the community.
Yep.
So it's an easy sell, by the way.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
So this protesters, some folks want to protest ICE, and I'm not going to make this a political thing, but you know, people protest. This is what America is about.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy, you could go out and
you can't
say
protest.
I'm unhappy.
Right.
Where are the lines here? What can you do? What are the things you shouldn't do?
So I mean, we have a long history in New Haven of protests and peaceful protests, right? Even if you go all the way back to the George Floyd protests, we had thousands of people protest, and there wasn't one bottle thrown, one rock thrown. It was amazing. So, I mean, I'll start there. We don't want people to throw bottles or rocks or damage anything in our city. We went through the last 5 years, probably the most protests we've ever seen as a police department and as a city, and nothing was damaged. Nobody was hurt. No, there was very few, probably a couple of arrests, if that. So, I mean, we want people to you know, exercise their free speech, but we don't want anything broken. We don't want anything thrown at our officers. We don't want any buildings damaged. Just a protest last night for ICE. They gathered in a common way. They had some speakers. They, you know, they came into the road a little bit, but it didn't block traffic too badly. And, you know, that's another thing. We have also allowed people to march. You can march in the streets, but we we'll protect you. But we do not want you to stop at an intersection and tie up traffic and just create chaos in the city. And, you know, we haven't had those problems. And I'm very proud of our officers, the way they've handled protesters, because sometimes the protesters get very nasty towards our officers. And that's their right of free speech, right? But we don't want you to cross the line. No rock throwing, no damage breaking of any no malicious damage, and especially no injury to our officers.
Right.
Or at that point, we will arrest you.
Yep.
One of the things people should keep in mind is that the police, you don't know what their stand is on the issues.
Right.
They are, at that moment, doing their job. And you should respect that they're doing their job.
Yeah,
that doesn't necessarily mean they're against your point of view.
Right.
Who knows what it is, but their job is to keep the city orderly and safe.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. And like I said, we've been very successful here in New Haven with peaceful protests and people not crossing the line. I mean, I remember back in the George Floyd days, there was one water bottle thrown at the police. One or two, maybe. And you had cities in this country where cars were burning and officers were injured. And I think that really shows the relationship that our officers have with our community members. And we're going to continue to do that. But I do want to repeat, if they do cross the line, we will be making arrests.
There you go.
All right. There you go. Don't cross the line.
Right.
Do the right thing.
Exactly.
Remember, the police are just doing their job.
That's it.
Doesn't mean they're the enemy.
Nope.
They're just doing their job.
Absolutely. I appreciate the way you're putting that. You know, we just go out there and keep people safe. We have no opinion when we put that uniform on except keeping people safe. That's it.
Yep. Anything else you want to address while you're on the air, Chief? Anything? ATV people, we're getting into fireworks season.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are getting into ATV season. We've seen an uptick. We do want to remind people you can get $1,000 fine and we will take your ATV. Law just passed that we're able to crush those ATVs. So you're going to see us crush about 74 ATVs that we have in storage from seizures.
Hold on. AJ's crying right now.
Yeah, because I love dirt bikes.
So you can't sell those?
Right.
Well, the point was we didn't want to sell them and see them end up back on the street. Right?
Oh, yeah. No, my uncle back.
So. Just give them one. There's 74.
I just want to ride it on the trails.
Let them have one.
Right. It's too bad you can't auction them off, but you have to, like, one, not live in New Haven.
Right. Which I don't.
Yeah, you got to live in Ansonia to get it.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, we went through that whole process. And, you know, I like ATVs, too, but they're extremely dangerous when you're riding them down the middle of the street.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
On Route
91.
Right. And, you know, we've seen deaths. We've seen too many deaths. And most of these guys do it just to taunt us, drive around my cruisers, kick at my police officers, and then take off. So
not cool.
We have a task force put together with regional partners. All the local police departments from around us, we're all working together more than we've ever worked together. We're attacking the ATVs, the dirt bikes, the Kia boys, the stolen cars, and we're having some great success. And I'm very proud of my officers and the other officers around in this immediate area.
Nice.
What about fireworks?
So, yeah, there's numerous laws about fireworks. I mean,
is that an issue in the city?
People don't realize. It has been in the past. I haven't seen it. In the past few years, it has calmed down. You know, there was a time through COVID that it got really out of control. You went through every intersection and you could see fireworks, right? But we've really got a handle on that as well. It hasn't been as bad of a problem. I'll tell you, the other community problem we've been attacking and people calling us on is just general noise. You know, the big speakers in the back of cars, right. Or, you know, and just people setting up speakers at Long Wharf and shooting the music across the sound.
Wow.
You know, so we've been attacking that too. But I feel like as a city, we're really going in a good direction. We're getting more officers. Our violent crime is very low right now. And the officers are able to do more stuff than just react to shootings, right? So very proud of the direction the city's going in and how the officers are handling it.
I tell you, I've talked to the mayor about this, and I know you have nothing to do with this, but that Long Wharf, that area could be a beautiful area.
Yeah.
Right along the shoreline, and we turned it into this, like, weirdo. It's bad. It could be beautiful, and it's just like these. I don't know. I sound like a jerk right now.
No.
You ever speak, and then you realize you sound like a jerk?
Well, I understand what you're saying, and there are plans on how to rework it, and I know the mayor is working hard with his city staff to kind of make it more beautiful and more accessible and not just thousands of people and noise and food trucks, right? The food trucks are nice, but
you
need to set it up in a better way.
Yes.
And I think he really is working towards that. So.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that could be a spot.
Nice.
Have you been following the Karen Reed trial?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
It's kind of busy.
Everybody asked me that. I got enough law enforcement, cases going on in my city. I haven't followed it at all.
Okay, that's like asking someone who owns a pizza place, like, hey, have you tried this? No, I'm like, I'm pizzaed out.
Right,
I'm
kind of busy. Yeah.
You got your own stuff going on.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's a great analogy.
Yeah. Well, Chief, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, and we'll put this up as a podcast. If anyone's just tuning in, the chief at the beginning of this covered what protesters can do and what protesters can't do if they're going to be protesting in New Haven.
Yep.
Chief Jacobson, New Haven Police Department. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, just remember, we want everybody to be safe. And, you know, Father's Day weekend's coming up. Have a safe Father's Day weekend. A lot of my cops out there are fathers themselves. So.
Nice.
That's right. Excellent point. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Take
care. Oh, what a great dude.
Yeah.
Solid guy.
Yeah, that's good.
If I was going to protest, I don't know what I would, like, go out for, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just too lazy to, like, you know.
Yeah.
I like to just bitch and moan to my friends.
A lot of walking.
Yeah. There's walking.
Yeah, there's a sign.
But I would have to get a song together, you know. I love those, you know, when they do a song that, like, just sticks in your head. It's like,
nice beat going, Yeah, nice rhythm.
I think I'm doing Bay City Rollers.
Possibly.
S-A-T-U-R.
Yeah.
P-R-O-T-E-S-T-E.
I would do like a parody of like a really famous song.
Right.
You know, kind of like what you do with Issues. And then just like real easy beat.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da. And then it just gets stuck.
No
in
more
your
this.
Head.
And
then no you almost this. Start talking like
Exactly.
Do you have any, Phil?
Everything that I looked up came in the middle of a news report, so I don't know. Like, I don't have it repeated over and over again.
Yeah.
But I have a small selection here.
Okay.
This is what democracy looks like.
Who's gonna stop us?
This is what democracy looks like.
See, this is what
they're not unison though.
No,
it's kind of muddy.
Right.
No, that's what we should be a panel.
Yeah.
Right. There should be a show on this panel.
Right.
And then protest songs.
Right.
And like, no, sorry, you got to be together.
Right. No one's in sync.
I need a beat to
exactly.
follow.
Right. Too many words.
The number one thing you need is someone on a trash can.
Yep.
Or a drum.
Yeah.
Keeping the beat
like
so everyone knows the time.
Like a metronome. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
You need a timekeeper.
Right. Okay. Can't have a trash can. Have a plastic bucket.
Right. Next.
Who's gonna stop us?
This is what democracy looks like.
They have someone trying.
Yeah. Okay, get some beat.
Not keep the time.
No,
the drum guy's not keeping.
Drummer's gotta go.
Yep.
Gotta go.
Fire the drummer.
Drummer's got to go.
We need a better drummer. We need a better drummer. We need a better drummer.
They're protesting against
can't
drummers.
Can't keep the beat.
You know, someone in that crowd is like, I was supposed to play the drums, and now this jerk is not keeping time.
Because he knows him.
Yeah. This is what you get for being friends with him. Yeah.
You stupid kid.
Okay,
man.
Now, yeah, you don't get me, but now look at you.
Right. Approach us that.
We will not be invited to any protests anytime soon.
No.
Oh boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Kids, it's AJ.
Hi. Hi, kids. Hi, kids. You have breakfast? Go have breakfast.
It was Quinn's birthday yesterday.
It was. I had Pop-Tarts.
You had Pop-Tarts.
Kids love Pop-Tarts. I know, I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a long time.
Vince Barry in studio.
How's it going? No Pop-Tarts for me. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. We go from talking to the New Haven police chief to asking you who right now is the oldest pot smoker listening.
Nice.
203-882-9757.
Not on conference call, by the way. Just, you know. But you can smoke pot legally now, so.
That's right.
Let's go to Vernon, Connecticut. And Vernon. Now you don't have to beat this age.
No.
Okay? Because this is a good one.
Yeah.
78-year-old pinched for pot in Vernon after smoke fest with minors.
Smoke fest.
Oh,
I thought
okay.
that was an official event for a
right
there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, everybody.
That's a great name.
Everybody had
sounds like something they would do.
Everybody had that one house. Yep.
78-year-old. Oh, it's a woman.
Oh,
hey.
Even better.
Nice
woman facing 3 felony charges after being caught smoking weed with a trio of minors. Okay, not great.
Right. Yeah.
A complaint was lodged regarding an apartment at the Park West apartment complex on Terrace Drive, 3:36 p.m. on Sunday. When officers arrived, they located a woman actively smoking pot with the young people.
Oh.
Hey, smoking pot with the young people.
She was teaching them. Here, they do it.
It was also the 5th call this year to that apartment.
Nice. Oh, no.
Habitual.
Okay, so they're familiar.
Right, but it's really, really cool, really good brownies.
Yeah, so you again.
Same.
The woman has been charged with 3 counts of risk of injury to a child, which is a felony. All right, not good.
Maybe she keeps forgetting.
Along with possession of cannabis in a dwelling or private property by person younger than 21.
Oh.
The latter charge comes with the state consumer protection laws that regulate blah, 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 blah.
I hate the blah blahs.
It's a class A, whatever, $25,000 bond.
Ooh. It's some more pot now.
No one's calling.
Wow. Well, they forgot to. Did you tell the number?
What's the number again,
all right,
man?
So let's start the bar. You're I keep asking
I'm
you.
I'm 38. I feel like
38.
I feel like Joe LaChance is just staring at the phone, trying to figure out how numbers work right now.
He's a speed dial.
All right, so we got 38 years old. That's the oldest pot smoker we have right now.
Right.
AJ, do you currently smoke weed or not really with all the...
With the whole chemo and everything else, not right now, but...
No, you did?
Yeah, I did. 62. Okay.
62?
Yeah.
Weed?
Right.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
We got to get you edibles so you don't have to smoke it.
Ooh. I don't trust edibles.
You know what? Nothing happens with edibles to me. I've had them.
Oh, all right. It depends.
Yeah.
How you... Different people.
Like old-fashioned style.
You right, know? You digest it differently.
Pack a bowl and off we go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, me too. I'm old school.
Yep.
I have weed in my weed... box, but I just don't smoke it. I get paranoid. It's not fun. It's not a good time anymore.
Right.
Oh.
And the weed today is, you know, come on.
Oh boy, it's high test.
Jesus.
Huh? The horsepower on some of the stuff. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's insane. I mean, it's one hit.
Smell. Ooh.
Paul in Southington.
I'm 66. Is that any good?
That's sure. You're in the lead.
Why not? Woo. Look at you.
You are now in the lead.
Yay.
Are you stoned right now?
No. I usually wait until about noon.
Okay.
Any reason?
Do you work?
You have that line.
No, I'm retired.
Nice.
But I like to actually do a few things like walk the dog and go out and do the things, you know, stone cold sober.
Right.
Then when I come home, we start a little bit of weed, Michelob Ultra.
Nice.
And and I microdose too.
Okay.
And who's we?
Him and the dog.
Oh, me, the dog. I have a girlfriend.
Nice.
Okay. All right.
Which was and, your
That sounds like a great day.
Yeah, well, it does.
Get all your business done.
I did like 40 to 50 years of work like all of us do before I could retire.
Oh,
and
no.
Enjoy
it's
it.
Your time.
You earned all of this.
You did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God bless you guys. I'm glad you understand.
Oh, no. I'm looking forward to that time. Trust me.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I don't think they're going to wait until noon. I think they're going to be 10 a.m.
Sparking
Corona light.
Right. What's your favorite munchy food?
That's the boy. I'll never discourage you from doing that.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, before I go, let me just say one thing. I'll stay on if you want me to, but I just want to say Giant Man sucks.
Okay.
Good. Cool.
All right.
Giant Man.
Who's that?
One of our Twitch people.
Wow.
Okay.
He doesn't think we went to the moon.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Gotcha.
All right. Right. All right.
You've been several times.
All right. Let's focus here.
Yes.
It's noon you start? Okay.
No, I swear to God.
What did you do in your life when you worked?
I was a quality specialist. I programmed automated measuring machines to measure new components.
Thank God you waited.
No, but that's one of those, you're constantly using your brain.
Right. Now
and now I'm tired.
Yep.
And now I'm just living this life. I'm with the dog. I get my things done. And then it's
the exact opposite.
The day's mine.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you the honest to God truth. I was younger then, so I broke rules. I would smoke weed at work, and it actually helped me concentrate on the measuring machine.
I would make
wonderful programs. They loved me.
Yeah. If only they knew.
Oh, and all the way home after work, all the way home, I'd have a beer and then smoke a little bit of weed just before I hit 84 and have a wonderful ride home.
So you just got home.
Okay. All nice. Right. Good.
Nice.
Good. Good.
Yeah, and it got me in the mood. I'd do brake checking, and when they brake checked me, I just laughed. They couldn't understand why it would make me happy.
You're the happiest road rager out there.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was all in fun.
All right, so you leave work. You're this quality inspector. You leave work. You open a beer in your car. You're smoking weed, and you're brake checking people on the way home.
Well, the brake checking was very rare, but the other thing happened almost every freaking day.
Right.
All right, Paul. Thank you
so
very much.
I came home and my girlfriend would see I'm very happy. She'd go, oh, this is great. Must have been another good day at work.
Oh, yeah.
The ride home was spectacular.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
It was. So now I'm retired and I stay clean, but I still, the only thing I do now
I
is I
chance.
Have a Jeep Wrangler with a big old six cylinder these days. It's pretty strong.
Yeah.
But I go down Queen Street and there's an area where you hit the light and there's two lanes. And I always pray that someone goes next to me and then I race and blow them off.
Nice. You have a stick?
It's automatic, but I mean, that thing flies.
Okay.
Really?
I was used to four cylinders, and this thing just is a big six, and it flies on a straightaway. I'm not going to try to beat anybody at curves in the Wrangler.
All right, Paul, we're going to go now.
Right.
Okay, I just want to say, and then I go home from that, and then the party starts. Woo-woo!
Woo-woo! Woo-woo! All right, thank you, Paul.
Okay,
Paul,
love you guys.
And love you, too.
Giant man. Whoops!
Okay.
Yes!
He just dropped an F-bomb. He doesn't like Giant Man.
No, apparently not.
All right, so he's the oldest stoner right now listening. Yeah. 66, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Karen, I'm sorry, Nancy and Milford.
Karen? Oh, no.
I'm not stoned.
The oldest. I win the oldest at this point, 69. But Paul does the exact same thing I do now. I'm still working. So... Yeah, wait. All the time, all day, all night.
You guys should hang out.
You still work?
Yeah, let's go. Yes. Oh, yeah, full time, 50 hours a week. I sure do.
50.
Do you wake and bake?
Yeah. I'm a young 69. I don't know why. Everybody's dying, but I'm still doing all right. Smoke all day. Smoke cigarettes.
Nice.
I don't drink, though, but.
Right.
Yeah, so I win now. I'm ahead.
Oh, my God. If cigarette companies still advertise, they would pull you out and say, you're our spokesperson.
She doesn't sound 69. That's amazing.
Half the people I work with grow it or do the same thing as me. So it's a very chilled place, small family place.
All right. Sounds like you handle it well. So, all right. You're in the lead. You're in the lead at 69. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Right now, we're going to learn five unknown fun facts about West Haven.
Ooh.
The mayor, Dorinda Boer, on the show. Good morning, Mayor.
Morning. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Great to see you last week.
That's right. At the Lynch Traub Keefe and Arante 70th anniversary.
That was a nice reception. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was good to see you because I think we both realized we have to get you back to West Haven Beaches this summer.
You know, I'm in.
Yeah, definitely.
I would get in my car right now and go there. So we just got to get the people with the equipment and
that
stuff
was fun.
To say yes.
That was fun.
But man, some great memories from broadcasting live on the beach.
Yep.
Yep.
In fact, we met one of our longest running interns and part-timers, McGilla, there on the beach. He was a lifeguard for West Haven Beach. And he came over and talked to us about broadcasting. And the next thing you know... We're lifelong friends
this
now.
This big mutant just showed up.
That's one way to say it.
We have something new, the Great Bartender Race. I think that might be perfect for you guys to be a part of.
When is that? Race, huh?
So we have a festival every summer. It's the end of July. And last year we brought it back. I remember when I was, I don't know, like maybe 20, I used to go down to the beach and watch, you know, like the iconic bartenders run across the sand. So we brought it back. And we had a lot of the bars/restaurants in West Haven participate, and they pay an entry fee, and then they, you know, they run with the water in their hand
in a tray. Right.
They do Dizzy Bat first.
Dizzy Bat, so yep.
Okay.
Dizzy Bat first, and then they run, and then, and then there's winners declared. It's more bragging rights, but then they get to select what charity that the funding goes to.
That's
so
nice.
Last year Lorenzo's won.
Oh, we love Lorenzo's.
Yeah.
So there's like 10 bars. I'm sure it'll grow. So
what's the date?
Be part of that. That'll be fun. The date of the festival is Saturday the 26th. July 26th, Saturday. And we usually do that midday. And we had like Dive and Moby Dick's. And then we have a new bar, Riva, that's coming this summer.
Cool.
So I'm sure they'll participate. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay, I'm coming back from a trip from Rhode Island with the Stefano brothers, so I have a feeling I'll be very hungover.
You'll be on Dizzy Bat.
Or you should be the first one.
You don't need the bat to be dizzy.
Oh, Chaz won.
West Haven Mayor Dorinda Boer on, and now she has top five unknown fun facts about West Haven.
Yeah, so I was trying to think of the ones that may not be known.
Okay.
So I came up with, we have Sabatino Truffle Factory here. I don't think folks know that we are the largest manufacturers and distributors of truffles in the world.
What?
Italian. Oh, wow. Yeah.
What is a truffle?
Yeah, it's a very cool company, and they ship all across the world. It's an Italian company. We have a lot of manufacturing here. And then we're in the World Guinness Book of Records because we have the closest fresh body water to the ocean. So we have a little lake that's 300 yards from the ocean. So it's the closest fresh water to ocean water. So we're in the Guinness. Legend has it that the lake is bottomless, but it's not. And I know it's not because we have to go in and clean it all the time.
Down at the bottom.
What kind of stuff do you find there?
Shopping carts?
Phragmites and vegetation. And we actually had deep come and bring carp last fall,
carp.
Because the carp comes in and eats the vegetation. So it's a high maintenance lake. But we work on it.
Nice.
And then let's see. We are the only city that has named one of our largest streets after a British general after the invasion. We were invaded, you know, in the 1700s, like 1779, I think, was West Haven. And the British army marched down the street, and the general spared the life of our reverend at our main church. So they decided to name the street after
him. Okay, that was cool of them, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yep, they killed him a couple of blocks up after he saved the reverend's life. But
what's the name of the road?
Campbell Avenue.
Oh, no kidding.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Huh. William
I thought
Campbell
it was named
was,
after the soup.
Right. Me too. Well, they really like soup around here.
Good. Because all the cans around. I don't know.
Right. Soup capital of Connecticut.
Right.
Yep, William Campbell. He was a British. They invaded off of Savin Rock. And then we have a Grammy winner, Nicole Zoraitis. She won a Grammy last year for the best jazz album. Her and her husband, they travel the world. They live right down here at West Walk. So we gave her the keys to the city recently.
Cool.
Nice.
Actually works.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some boring facts, like we're the youngest city.
City?
Home to the largest amusement park in the past. Oh, and then we have Ken Strong Stadium is named after a Hall of Famer in West Haven that grew up here. It's a football. He played for the Giants. So we have a lot of sports facts. Let's see, what else? Longest usable coastline, right? There's a lot of coastline cities here in West in Connecticut, but we have the longest contiguous coastline.
Nice.
For usage. We often tout that, although our beaches are closed today because of the heavy rain.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me to ask you about Goth and Dixwell.
That's New Haven.
Right.
So the three judges, Whaley, Goff, and Dixwell, was named after three judges because they hid the charter in an oak tree. And those were the three judges that I think protected that whole historic.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is cool.
Like a bad law firm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good history.
All right, I could say now it was Norm Pattis who texted me that. I didn't know where we were going. I was like, I'm not going to say his name until I know what this is about.
It's
but he's
okay,
a history
Norm would
buff.
Know that's New Haven.
Yeah, he did write New Haven, but he wrote he wrote great story. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Wrong mayor, but good story.
Right.
No further questions. Rather, defense rests.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I love these fun facts. We got to do this with every town and city.
I think
so.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and we have to plan the summer. Maybe one of our concerts, our fireworks.
Oh man, we'll the fireworks!
Those are awesome.
The fireworks in West Haven.
Yep,
the best. East Haven and West Haven.
Yep,
those are the places to go to see
the
fireworks.
The biggest around.
Yes.
Yeah, we're very proud of them. But yeah,
Mayor,
in our concert series, we'll have you.
Great.
Cool.
We're in 100%.
Yes,
great job with the West Haven. You're doing good stuff.
Thank you.
You are.
Thanks. Feels good. Feels
right.
good.
We'll
thank
see you
very
soon.
Much.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR, Chaz.
It's time for Chaz and AJ, Dumbass News.
Yeah, all right, he's got it.
Dumbass.
Hey, kids, it's AJ.
Hi, kids. Hi. Dumbass. Go see Uncle Vince.
I feel like it's like one of those zoos you drive through. The kids are just waving out the window.
Yeah, welcome to Child World.
Dumbass.
Nice.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
What are we doing here? Oh, is this the most annoying song ever recorded?
Huh.
What is this?
Coco Melon has a potty song.
Who's Coco Melon?
Coco Melon's like one of these, you know, like the little kids watch the TV shows. Oh. And they're saying basically, parents, get ready. You're going to be driven nuts with this song. It's never going to leave your head.
It's going to be like a shark, baby shark song?
I would say yes.
Oh, okay. The new baby shark.
No. I got to go. Yay! Go, go, go.
No, no, it's not as annoying.
It's not catchy.
I mean, after a while, I gotta go. Go.
Really, just keeps going?
It's already stuck in my head right now, yeah.
All right.
Just listening to it, yeah.
I can clear that for you, AJ. I can help you.
Well, I do have to go. So I'm listening to this. I'm like, yeah, no kidding.
He gotta
You're not
go.
The only one,
go.
Kid.
He gotta go. Imagine hearing that over and over again. Car ride.
That one doesn't bother me.
Oh, not at first, but a couple of times we stuck in your head. Not the freaking Coco Melon song. No, you got to go.
Can you play it again?
Yes.
This is how it starts.
Right. Play it again until we get annoyed.
I gotta go. Yay. Go, go.
Almost the same voice.
Who are these
shark.
People in the background? What are they doing? Are they peeing all over everything?
Maybe that's a poop. The kid's sitting on the potty in the picture.
Sitting on the potty?
Yeah, so maybe those are the turds.
What videos singing, are you watching?
A real backup singer. No,
musical instruments, sound effects, other people talk. There's so much going on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Running water, which is really cruel if somebody does have to go. And
but it sounds like
it.
One of the kids is peeing on the furniture
possibly.
In the background.
Well, they had to go.
You gotta go. Yay.
That's the same voice as Baby Shark, the singer.
The kid laughing. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what's going on there?
Is you singing along? Or are you helping in any way? You're just laughing. You're just sitting there laughing.
Is there a video?
Well, I thought you watched it. You said there's a kid on a potty.
There's a picture.
Oh, still?
Right, still.
Okay.
And it's a cartoon kid.
Oh.
Right.
Makes it better, yeah.
AJ saw a kid. He's like, I don't care. Cartoon reel, I'm not clicking.
Yeah. And it's annoying.
It is.
He saw
annoying.
The kid. He's like, yeah, of course this is annoying.
Potty song. Of course. Of course. Yep. And imagine, like I said, imagine it's in your minivan and you're driving along. The kid wants to hear it over and over again as you drive the vehicle towards oncoming
AJ's
traffic.
Hell driving a minivan. Have you ever driven a minivan?
Once. Once. I had to for a company I worked for.
Oh.
Yeah, a tile company. I had to do a run, and I'm like, this sucks.
But it's a work van.
Yeah.
That's not as bad as a minivan with a child seat in it.
Oh, yeah, no. Any minivan that I've been in, my sister had a minivan for a while when both my nephew and niece were young, and it always smelled like corn chips and grape soda. And like the debris field. You can see where the kids were sitting.
Yeah.
The debris field. And when I got that Durango from my sister, when I opened the ashtrays, I found stuck lollipops, gum, like big wads of like bubble yum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks, too. We had a van. Because I'm one of three. So my youngest sister, she would sit in the seat directly behind my mother, who would drive. And nobody else was allowed to sit in that seat, but nobody else wanted to because it was disgusting.
Yeah.
We literally, in the family, we called that seat the rat's nest. And like if you know how they have the pockets on the back of the seats?
Yeah.
And if you reached in there, you didn't know if you were touching dry stuff, wet stuff, sticky stuff, cold stuff. It was just everywhere.
Yeah, you just set that thing on fire.
She used to do like science experiments in the cup holder. every seat had like a little cup holder. So one day she poured Skittles and Coca-Cola into the cup holder to see what would happen.
Oh, Coke and Mentos have been awesome.
Now she makes vaccines for Moderna.
Right.
No, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Yeah. Trying something new can be hard. And being brave is
This, I hate it, but it's not the most annoying song.
To me, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
More than Baby Shark.
Yeah, because Baby Shark, at least, it was kind of moved a little differently. This one here, it's just all the confusion going on, and the kids thing, I got to go.
I'll give you that. Baby Shark had a beat. This is like, it's just chaos.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow, really.
Yep. Yeah, there's sound effects.
Yeah.
There's people saying what's going on?
Someone's peeing on the seat. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not
kids
even like
peeing all over the place.
Right. But they're not even in time. Like, the people in the background aren't a part of the song. It's like they don't even know the song's happening.
They should play a song at the end, like, end of the night at a bar. And you gotta go. Go.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right.
Instead of closing time.
Right, just gotta go.
Go. I gotta go. 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 Go.
And then there's random whistlers.
Yep. Yeah, what the hell?
There's a lot going
Who's
on.
Who's whistling?
Yeah. And why are you whistling?
Adults are whistling and kids peeing?
Well, maybe it's like, maybe it smells really...
Sounds like a...
Bad time.
Should be an episode of Cops.
Where's Chris Hansen? You gotta go, you gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah. And he smells like poo-poo.
Yeah, that's all. You, go, you gotta go.
Whoa.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's it.
Yeah, they opened the door. They
waved it.
Whoa. Apparently you went.
You do not want to go in there.
It's like the end of that Steve Miller song.
Oh, Jungle Love?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No one's getting annoyed right now. You know, other words rhyme with smart. Start.
Wow. Whoever wrote that song and produced it should be just crushed by a steamroller.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Feet first.
Right.
So, you know, you suffer all the way through.
While we play You Gotta Go.
Yeah. You Gotta Go. And we're playing the song and waving goodbye.
Right. You Gotta Go. Yep.
All right, AJ, you be the guy getting crushed by the steamroller.
Okay.
I gotta go.
Right. It would be a very, like... Sopranos moment.
Yep.
Right when it got to the torso, the eyes would pop out.
The tartar,
pink, pink.
Yep. Fill the tartar,
Internal organs exploding.
Yep.
That sounds about right.
Yep. Yeah, steamrollers don't forgive.
I think that Baby Shark is more annoying.
Oh.
Because it's just so catchy.
Yeah.
And it will play for days in your head.
Yeah. Well, that was one of my songs. In the box. You know what? That song, though, because I just pictured a video game going on. This one has too much going on, so like you can't like focus on like one thing because there's constantly something else going on.
There's too much going on.
Right.
Too many layers of nonsense.
Exactly.
All right.
That's what makes it more annoying for me.
That.
For me, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yours, me, very. It's gotta go. Go. See, it's stuck in my head now.
All right, here it goes.
Yep.
Oh, no, we can compare.
But I don't think that song's going to catch on like this song did.
Well, this was a phenomenon. And the kids had to dance.
Yeah.
Yep. How many times did I hear this song? It's like over 1,000.
Yeah, it's not long.
Yeah. It was in the bathroom when I went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. Hi, Grandpa Shark.
They should, like, do another, you know, second version of this.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, pervy uncle.
Funny uncle.
Like, all just, like, bad family members.
Funny
you know?
Uncle. Right, right.
Felony Fred. Felony Fred.
Cocaine Ken.
Right.
Cougar suit.
Right, just colorful people from the neighborhood.
Right.
Doesn't have to be family. Right. Yeah.
Safe at last. Safe at last. Safe at last. Safe at last.
You have to sell your soul to do this music. Like, if you're an adult musician, you have to just say, I don't care anymore. I have no integrity.
Yeah, when you
say
check.
It's just money.
When you say check.
That's right. That you're just...
The Wiggles
you
were a rock
eat
band.
It and smile.
The Wiggles were a rock band. Now they're rich.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yep.
I couldn't do it.
Yep.
I understand.
You know what? If there's a paycheck involved and I could do something like that, I would definitely take it.
They do. They make a ton of money.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, it's just...
You can't do it. You have to, like, take your soul, crunch it up like a little piece of paper, and throw it away.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, now I could do this.
How many zeros involved here?
But are you at the yacht club or are you at some fancy party? It's like, I'm a wiggle.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you have to look it in the mirror and say, yep, I went do-do-do-do-do and, like, danced in an orange crayon suit.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's how I made my money.
That's my Maserati over there.
What do you think they do when they leave the gigs? You think they get in the car and they put their own music on?
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah, or like, we killed it. Just like,
right.
You have to, like, I'm surprised these people don't die of depression just, like, because they sold themselves out. They were musicians
right.
who just... Sell out. Just
killed
complete
myself.
Sell out.
Killed myself.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.